Around 6,500 people here are at heightened risk of monkeypox, but vaccines will only be offered to 600 people starting over the coming weeks, according to the HSE. Monkeypox is a viral infection that produces a spotty, itchy and sore rash, sometimes a fever. The biggest risk of spread between people is through close physical contact, including sexual contact, and close contact with household members. It's not as contagious or dangerous as COVID. There have been 113 confirmed cases of the infection here this year. The vaccine, the same as used to treat smallpox, is in short supply. Professor Fiona Lyons, clinical lead of the HSC's Sexual Health and Crisis Pregnancy Programme, spoke with us earlier in the programme.
At this point in time, between now and year end, as of today, we can only offer vaccine to approximately 600 individuals. So that is not where Ireland wants to be. That's not where the community wants to be. That's not where the Department of Health, the HSC or any of us want to be. But that is where we are.
That's Professor Fiona Lyons of the HSC. Stephen O'Hare is with us. He's Executive Director of HIV Ireland. Stephen O'Hare, good morning.
Good morning, Gavin.
What do you make of the HSC's vaccine plan?
Well, we're pleased to see that the plan has been published. It's something that we've been calling for some time, as have many members of the community. It's a concern to note that there are just 600 doses available for people who have been identified at higher risk. This represents just 10% of the people that the plan itself identifies at being at increased risk. So 90% of those who need to get the vaccine won't get it in the first phase.
What do you think of their plan for how to identify the people who are going to get the vaccine first?
Well, the plan has been developed by the clinical team that are leading out on the vaccine rollout. They're using a number of criteria to identify individuals. In this case, they are identifying people who have a notification of early infectious syphilis from between December last year and July this year. And I suppose it's an approach that they are taking to try to get the vaccine to those that the HSC considers are at greatest risk. But as Nayak has identified, we need to vaccinate against monkeypox at the pre-exposure level, at the pre-exposure phase, and with only 10%. Even that it's good that we are vaccinating people, with only 10% of people going to be covered, it's going to be insufficient to stem the onward transmission of monkeypox in the population.
Can you remind people, why is monkeypox of concern, particularly to gay and bisexual men?
At present, that is where we are seeing the transmission of the virus. It's not confined to gay and bisexual men or indeed transgender people. But at the moment across Europe, that is the community where the transmission is occurring. And that is because potentially due to close contact and sexual contact between partners within the community is causing the spread. It doesn't spread easily. It's not like COVID, but it does spread, and it can spread by physical contact, by droplets, by sexual contact. It's not going to be limited to that community, but that is where we are seeing it at the moment.
Tell me about the people you work with and are hearing from, and how they've managed their risk in recent months.
People are very concerned. There's no doubt about that. And I think we see that through social media. The people are expressing their concern that they don't have enough information to go on in terms of what's going to come down the line to defend against monkeypox. And that is causing a great deal of anxiety in the community. The community is responding very, very well. They're very active. They're very pro-vaccine. And we are, as an organisation, as are many other organisations, doing what we can to provide information on monkeypox, how to identify symptoms, what to do if you suspect that you have symptoms or if you're a close contact of somebody who has monkeypox. And the community is taking those things very, very seriously. What we need is more information for people to help them make informed decisions about their life.
And more vaccines. Are people going abroad if they can to get vaccines? We've heard of people, for example, going to France.
We have heard those things too, and we understand that is happening. The problem is vaccine supply is low and limited across the European Union. And what we really need now is action from the health authorities and from government, indeed, to help identify other sources of vaccine. We are relying, it seems, on one supplier in the European Union at the moment. And there's
in Denmark, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. There's a company called Bavarian Nordic who produced the vaccine, the smallpox vaccine, which is used here. And there is a question here around reliance on a single provider, and there's a question of the role of the pharmaceutical industry, indeed, as there was during COVID, as to whether more steps can be taken to increase supply, because supply is really limited, and that's going to be the biggest problem we face as we go forward.
And for people who do contract the virus, they have to isolate for a lot longer than they would have had if they had COVID without any supports.
Indeed, that is something that we're hearing again from the community. What supports will be put in place for people who have to isolate for up to 21 days, if they are a confirmed case of monkeypox? And if no support is provided, that means people are out of work, people are relying on maybe employer-based sick pay schemes or no sick pay schemes. It's a real problem, and more needs to be done, again, as it was during COVID, to support people who are isolating, doing the right thing by isolating if they are a confirmed case of monkeypox.
Stephen O'Hare, Executive Director of HIV Ireland, thank you for speaking with us this morning.